Welcome to Wowcast. This is David, your host from Wisdom on Wheels. Today we'll go ahead and cover remote access tools. What that means is software you can load on your computer at home or at work to control from somewhere else. Many people use these when they're traveling or if they have stuff at work that they need to get or if they just need to get something from somewhere else. Today we'll cover the tools that you can use that are most common and also some of the limitations of them and so forth. Primarily, we like to use LogMeIn, and you can get there from logmein.com. The basic idea is you install a piece of software on your computer and you log into the website from somewhere, and then you can go ahead and remote control your computer from elsewhere. LogMeIn's made a lot of changes recently, which make it into a paid software rather than a free software as they used to be in the past. So you may choose to skip them. However, they are definitely one of the most reliable and robust products out there. We use them on our systems quite a bit. The temporary alternative to LogMeIn is something called Join.me. LogMeIn makes it. It's basically a free and paid conferencing software where you can also do remote access and control of your computer. The problem is that you need someone else on the other end to accept that control. It's not always a very useful tool for trying to get to your home or work computer from elsewhere when you're not actually there or when someone else isn't there. But it's a great tool nonetheless. So join.me. You can get there from the website join.me, no www or .com afterwards. The next one I really like is called TeamViewer, that you can get from teamviewer.com. It's not quite as streamlined as LogMeIn. However, the same idea goes. You install a piece of software on your home computer or your work computer. From the other side, you install a piece of software on yours, and then you plug in the password information from the other computer, and it allows you to remote control the system. Again, it's mostly set up for when someone else is there. However, you can set it up for unattended use, which means that it runs even when you don't have someone else to allow that access. You have to do a few extra settings to do that, and we won't get into that right now, but it is possible to control remotely elsewhere. The one that also is really common is GoToMyPC. It's a paid software and it works pretty well. Sometimes it uses a bit more resources than some of the others like LogMeIn and TeamViewer. However, it's very good. It is paid, so they don't really have free versions. But the idea, again, is that you install a piece of software on your home computer or your work computer, and you log in to GoToMyPC elsewhere and can control it. The last one I'll talk about today is called SplashTop. That one also is a paid software, but it's pretty inexpensive. And the neat thing about this software is that it also allows you to view videos and stream content much, much cleaner than the others. So for people who want to watch something that they might have on their computer at home, it also lets you do it from an iPad or iPhone. So for people who use Flash a lot or have media on their computers, they can go elsewhere and use SplashTop on it. So I really like it for that. In terms of installation and so forth, it's a little bit more difficult as sometimes you have to do some settings on your internet connection at home to get it to work through your internet. But for the most part, it's a really good tool and it's pretty inexpensive. So it's definitely up there in my top five products. There are other alternatives out there like Parallels Access and VNC and various other things, but a lot of times you have to do port mapping and some other stuff on your router, so I don't tend to recommend them. Those are the tools. So to cover them again, it's LogMeIn, Join.me, TeamViewer, GoToMyPC, and SplashTop. You can do a quick Google search for any of them and find them. Otherwise, normally it's just logmein.com or teamviewer.com or gotomypc.com. The best part of all these things is that they have mobile versions of their applications as well. So, for instance, you can get a LogMeIn program on your iPad and use it to connect to your stuff at home. Anyhow, it's really interesting stuff, and hopefully this has been helpful. I'll be happy to speak in more details about any of them in the future, and I'm sure we'll get into something like a LogMeIn session or a TeamViewer session in the future. Otherwise, you're welcome to call 877-723-4303 or email support@wisdomonwheels.com. This is it for Wowcast for today. Thanks for listening.